Hold on, girl. Let me take this. Hold on. Hello? You ain't gotta like me, but you gonna like what I have to say.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in to episode 12. It's your girl, Margaret. As always, thank you guys so much for tuning in, pressing play, subscribing, fast forwarding, rewinding back, because we know you done missed some shit. Okay, either way, I definitely appreciate the love and support. Today's episode is all about money and relationships, okay? And we're talking about love, okay? Love relationships here. Now, we know money is a driving force when it comes to status quo appearances, especially on Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, etc. And of course, dating. So today's episode was actually inspired by a Facebook post that I saw. This was probably about a couple days ago, where someone had said, no man is loved properly unless he has money. So in true fashion of how I get down, I decided to go ahead and do a question of the day over on my IG. And on my IG account, I had asked if there was any truth to this statement that I found on Facebook. Well, the results were, majority of women agreed that they can't love a broke man, and majority of men felt that they can't be loved properly unless they had the bag. And get. So I figured, why not me, of course, of all people on this planet, go ahead and give you guys my perspective on money and relationships, as well as provide some tips and tricks on how to find your way into a healthy and happy relationship, regardless of a man's tax bracket. Okay, honey. Yes. So to get into the organization of today's episode, in the first part, you can expect me to give you guys my take on money and relationships. And then in the second part, I'm going to be bringing you guys a good old countdown on how to align yourself with a man who is just as financially savvy as you are. And gay. Now, full disclaimer, disclosure, whatevers. As you already know, these are my point of views and my opinions, and they are not always for everyone. And gay. Therefore, if you don't like it, you don't like it. So let me get into it. Now, when I think about dating a man, right, I do have a few prerequisites that are necessary for me to deal with him. Okay. So, I mean, and we're talking like for you to get my number, for you to court me, for us to be dating, and then for me to claim you. Okay. Prerequisites. And I'm actually not even like a chick with a bunch of laundry list of things. Okay. For starters, he needs to be physically attractive. Okay. I need to be attracted to you. Next, he needs to be intelligent, okay? Because I'm smart. I need somebody that's gonna pick my brain and just do things to it. Okay. And lastly, he needs to be a man with a plan, okay? You need to have goals. What drives you? What motivates you? What are you hustling for? Okay. I need a man with a plan. Now, I'll be the first to admit that I am guilty of dating men in my past that have lacked one of the above. Shit, even all of the above, okay? Those were my days I was tripping. I was dead ass tripping. Regardless though, still, these are things that I need for me to consider him a prospect in my love life. Okay. Now, let's kind of just get into the big question of the day. Does money play a role in a relationship? Yes and no. It really depends on a damn relationship, okay? Now, for starters, if you are in a relationship with a person where the two of you are living your separate lives, you are responsible for your damn selves, no kids, all that good shit, or you got kids by other people, whatever. Either way, that, and then you guys just like the link for drinks, brunch, food, and maybe take a vacay or two, y'all be all right. Y'all good. Money don't matter. Because y'all just living two separate lives and y'all just linking the link and doing what y'all do. Okay. But where it plays a role in a relationship is if you two are now at a point where you're wanting to level up and build a foundation that leads to marriage. Then at that point, I feel like money will play a role, but not to the extent that a lot of people have portrayed on social media or even in this generation, okay? Currently, right now, a lot of women feel like a man should approach them with their shit together, okay? That they're supposed to have money for fucking days, and because that's just kind of what makes it simple, all right? So if you want to be in my space and hold a space in my corner, you know, you just got to be out the gate together, okay? You could be a good man, you could have all these attributes in my prerequisites, so to speak, but your money needs to be right. Your shit got to be together. That is the mentality that a lot of women have to date, okay? Now, I kind of disagree. And the reason why is because I feel like a lot of women are afraid of seeing the potential in a man. I feel like everybody wants something so easy. Like, oh, it's so much easier to love somebody and be with them if they have their shit together and they're making all this money and in this certain fucking field, in this tax bracket, etc. It's just easier, right? You don't have to put in much work but love the man, right? I guess. But for me though, what works for me, at least when I'm thinking of building with somebody that's leading to a marriage, is that if this man can wake up every day, work his job, regardless of what it is maintaining, surviving, all while trying to figure out how to level up, why can't that be a part of that process? And who's to say that he don't got his shit together? You know what I'm trying to say? Like, everything does not have to be glitz and glam. Okay, and a lot of people identify shit together, having your shit together, all this type of money with glitz and glam. But that's not it. This man that I speak about, I mean, has his shit together. I just want to be a part of the process of glowing up with him. Okay? And more importantly, if a man doesn't have his quote-unquote shit together, why can't you just help him get his shit together? I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm different, weird, whatevers. I don't know. But to me, it's like, if we are falling in love with people, we are falling in love with them as a person, not with what they can bring to the table financially, what they can do for me on a vacation or buy me in a bag. No, I'm looking for somebody as to what can they do for my spirit, you know? And, you know, like I said, maybe I'm a little different, just saying. When you are looking, and here's the important thing that I think a lot of people miss when it comes to relationships and why there's this blurred lines of money and relationship, is that when you are looking for a man to be in a relationship with you, okay, girls, you are asking for a partner, hence a partnership. There are certain attributes that people bring to the table that can help better their better half. So what good is this partnership if you can't practice bettering your partner? I'm just fucking saying. Okay, so my thing is this, is that the approach doesn't have to be out the gate, he got his shit together. Now, not to say that there's not men out there that are there. There are men that are there that do that, and that's great. And more importantly, and hear me out, I don't want nobody feeling like, we supposed to accept, you know, below our standards. No, okay, I want to be clear. This situation, this topic that I'm talking about, this moment right here, only applies to my good sis out there who actually work for this. Okay, for you bum bitches, I have something for you later. So this don't apply to you guys. So hear me out. If you are working, got your shit together, girl, that's fine. You can want what you want and say what you want. But still, I just think relationships should be deeper than that, in my opinion. Okay. It's like, hear me out. What if you meet a man who has all the potential in the world, the drive, but is trying to get on his feet? He aligns with everything that is good for your mental, your spirit, but he lacks the finances. You just gonna cut him loose? Some women are just so busy blocking their blessings based off of a piece of paper that doesn't even do anything but motivate people to lose sight of themselves. Money is not everything. And I think people need to realize that. Like, money changes people for good, for worse. And more importantly, and if anything, especially in this generation, as to what it's motivated to do, it causes you to lose sight of who the fuck you are. Okay. You know, what I really find very interesting too is there's a lot of double standards when it comes to this. Because I find it interesting how there are women out there who are very comfortable with a man holding them down while they're in school, while they're working a bullshit job, or while they're not even working at all because they didn't have some babies by him. Okay, no shade to stay-at-home moms, just fucking saying though. But then they have all these expectations of a man being able to come to her with all the bells and whistles and in a decent tax bracket to take care of not only himself, but her ass too. No, I vote fuck no. It's bullshit. Y'all very comfortable with being comfortable on not doing shit, and y'all want a man to do it all. But then if the roles are reversed, oh no, he ain't shit. He don't got his shit together. He don't align with my financial spirit. Shut the fuck up. Okay, I can't. And I'm tired. More importantly, it's the same chicken heads who then are left wondering why they can't find themselves in a relationship with a financial savvy man. And I'm gonna give you the motherfucking juice. You wanna know how you find yourself in a relationship with a financial savvy man? You motherfucking build one. Okay, we are to get with people to build a better version of them. Because if somebody is holding space in my space, honey, you better believe that they better be building me up to be a better me. Just fucking saying. Okay. Let's go ahead and get into the countdown though. Real talk. So, I want to go ahead and give you guys some tips and tricks on how to align yourself or find yourself with a financial savvy man partner. Here we go. Coming in at number one, education. Not only should you educate yourself on finances, but you should also educate your man. Not everyone has the opportunity to experience what we experience, okay? Let alone be exposed to certain things that we've been exposed to. Therefore, if you meet a man who lacks the knowledge of financial intellect, teach him. Don't down him. There's a lot of generational financial illiteracy, okay, that has been passed down, especially in the color community. Because at the end of the day, we just don't know any better. We've been taught not to know any better. And if you've been able and capable of breaking that cycle and educating yourself, and then you meet a man who isn't there, take him there. It's that simple. We don't need to sit here and play a man because he doesn't know, you know, certain things. You know, at the end of the day, you know, we all come from different environments, different areas, you know, but again, we don't have access to a lot of things. And, you know, some of us have been able and blessed enough to get out of that and be exposed to that. So why not just pass down those blessings and teach the person you're trying to build with to be to that level? I'm just fucking saying. At the end of the day, I'm a real firm believer in holding space for people in a relationship that allows me to be not only a student, but a teacher. So help them and then you're helping you. Coming in at number two, be real and upfront, okay? Hear me out, and I'm dead serious about this. If you want a man with a particular status quo or in a certain tax bracket, you need to express that to your man, okay? You have to align in values and goals, period. For y'all to work, it just gotta align. That's just what it is. Your partner may be interested in a field that may keep you both stagnant, right? Towards your goals and dreams that you have for an ideal partner. And if that's the case, you need to be open and honest about it and let they ass go. Look, it's not about being a gold digger, but at the end of the day, alignment is key to self-care and self-love. And you can't sell yourself short for anyone, okay? As much as I don't agree with the principles behind how people have to be with certain people, you know, depending on what kind of money they make, but at the end of the day, you want what you want. And if you have dreams to travel the world and do this, but your man has dreams to do certain things that just won't take you guys there, you got to be real about it. And you have to ask yourself, is this something I could live without? Or if this is a must-have, then he got to go. And you know what? There's going to be somebody better for him in that situation than there's going to be somebody better for you in your situation. Just be real. Don't string nobody along, because all you're going to do is lead yourself down a road of resentment. And we don't need to do that. Let's just be real and get. Coming in at number three, there needs to be a plan. I stress this so much. And y'all want to laugh? When I go on vacation, I have an app called TripIt, and I plan out my day-to-day. Then I have a spreadsheet, and y'all may think I'm psycho, where I map out my money per day. And this is every time I'm going on a really big vacation, especially like to New York, right? I'm going next month, for example. With that said, I map my fucking money out. I map shit out. I always have a plan because I can't. I just can't walk around without a fucking plan. Therefore, if your partner has potential, you need to sit their ass down and make a fucking plan. Now, the plan is beneficial to not only your partner, but to you. Because at the end of the day, what it does is it makes you analyze a couple of different things. How long can you go with being uncomfortable to reach the level of comfort? Okay. What's your deadline? Does it align with theirs? How patient can you be? Making a plan gives you an end date, something to look forward to. Once the plan is set, maintenance is then key. Okay. You want to make sure you're making adjustments that are made for setbacks. You want to make sure that you're being flexible to changes, and also you are creating alternative solutions to speed up the deadline, all right? It's not about cutting corners, but if you can find a faster way to get to where you need to get to, get there, okay? Just fucking say it. Anyways, always checking in also keeps the plan in check. Communicate, okay? Don't make a plan and y'all come back 3 years later like, bruh, you still out here trying to open up this auto shop? No. Check the fuck in. Always. Okay. Trust me. It just helps with keeping the plan moving along. In case. Okay. Coming in at number four, love. I stress this shit a lot. Okay. Love. L-O-V-E. motherfuckers who can't spell or hear. Do you love your partner for who they are, or do you love them for what they may become? Sometimes people are in love with the potential of what someone could be and how their potential could then later benefit them. You know what I call that? A fuck no. Okay, you have to really sit down and ask yourself, like, if they lost it all tomorrow, right? The shit is gone. The dreams, whatever progress, all that shit is gone. Will you still be down? You have to love people for the right reasons. You have to want them to win because you know that their joy brings you joy and not because of what it could potentially bring to you financially. A lot of people will sit there and say, oh, he's going to be the next Lil Wayne, so I'm going to stand by him because he's going to blow up and then I'm going to have my mansion, my Chanel bag. Sis, you're in it for the wrong reasons. I'm telling you right now, okay? Half the time, these bitches don't even like them. They probably don't even like their damn music. I'm fucking saying. Make sure you are with somebody because you love them, for real. Like, make sure you are really, like, deep down inside, you're like, wow, like, you know, they got a certain craft and you're like, damn, I really love their level of creativity because, like, it does something to my being. Like, it has to touch your being, your soul. If it don't touch your soul and your being and you think it's gonna touch your pockets, you're not with them for the right reason. Just saying. And I'm gonna tell you this, y'all might think you're winning, by the way, if you over there, you the, you know, the ground up bitch that stays with the nigga while he's working from the ground up, and you're gonna be miserable. You're gonna be miserable. Because I'll tell you one thing, a man knows when he's being loved for real. And when a man ain't being loved for real, trust and believe, he's gonna go find that somewhere else. Yay. Just saying. Anyway, moving on. Coming in at number 5, and it's my final one, independence. Okay, y'all be out here singing that Destiny Child song so damn much. Independent women, yeah, practice. always remain financially independent. Financial independency is an entire vibe, okay? And it's necessary to being happy when money is involved in relationships. Knowing that you can manage your own, maintain what you got, and still do what you want to do. Financial freedom. In case you heard it here first. The moment one person has to depend on the other person financially, guess what happens? Y'all start to be resenting each other. The partner that's dependent on you feels belittled, and the partner that's providing eventually becomes bitter. Now, hear me out. Y'all can definitely help each other out, okay? Helping each other out is great. I mean, that's something you're supposed to do. You know what I mean? If it's something for like a short-term period, something just to look out for them, you know, can you spot me here? That's fine. But when you start to rely on each other to survive long-term, that's a fucking problem. And a lot of people need to start to realize that as much as we want people to hold a space forever, there is a possibility that they just may not. Therefore, if you are dependent on your partner financially, and then one day they have a coming to Jesus moment, they're like, oh, fuck her. Well, fuck him. Guess who's fucked? The motherfucker dependent on their money. Okay. So yeah, therefore, you should manage your finances as best as possible to be able to maintain a level of comfort without your partner. When you have a partner, everybody kind of forgets this. Them coming into the picture, especially whatever they bring financially, should always be a bonus and not a fucking come up. Okay. Therefore, in the event that you guys go your separate ways, guess what? That motherfucker leaves today. You could pay your rent. You could pay your car note. You don't need him. That's how it should be. He comes into the picture. Guess what? More vacations. Ooh, I could go get my nails done because he helping out with a light bill. Just fucking saying. Okay. That's a bonus. Heller, stop looking for a come up and be independent. Anyway, so overall, final thoughts. Money and relationships are definitely doable. I don't believe that money should be a driving factor to whether or not you are with a man. More importantly, it should not be the be it say all as to whether or not a man is being loved properly. Okay. And I feel like a lot of this comes from, no shade, to the bitches that be screaming from the rooftops like they some fucking city girls wanting a rich ass man with no motherfucking job. Or the ones that be flexing on IG half naked for likes. Just fucking saying. So, I have a memo for you bitches. Go get a job. Girl, bye. I am sick and tired of being sick and tired of these thoughts demanding a grade A man with some grade D minds and pussy. Girl, bye. It's a no. get a job, and an extra hint of independency, and you'll find your way to a financial savvy man. You just cannot sit here and not love these men down, and you got nothing. You can't have these standards when you don't even have standards for yourself. Girl, bye. Get a job. Now, for my independent women who actually are working hard with their goals and their businesses, you can demand whoever the hell you want. You work for yours, and it's okay to want somebody at your level. So you got a choice. Either you find that man or you build him. For me, I'd rather build mine, because if somebody's going to align with my spirit and my mental and love me for me and I love them for them, that money shit is easy to build. Y'all act like it's jumping through hoops, and it really is not. Now, flip side of things, though, if you are dealing with a man who lacks motivation, who lacks the drive, who just does not want to be taught, fuck him. Okay. You can leave that motherfucker right where you met him. Out the door. Okay. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. As always, drop me a voice note. Send me a message on IG. I definitely appreciate all the plays and shit. And I'm sorry, you know, if I sound a little hoarse, I am getting over a cold. But I pushed through for y'all today because I really had to get this episode out. But anyway, until next time, I will catch you guys in the next episode.